Say, this hamburger is great, and the waitress is beautiful. Look at that shoulder holster.
Yeah, and that skimpy Kevlar bulletproof vest. Wow, pass the curly Q fries.
Think I'll have another beer.
Think I'll fire off another clip.
There's some real fun and some real food waiting for you at Shooter's Restaurant and Target Practice.
You can have my coleslaw when you pry my cold dead fingers off the cabbage.
Come on to Shooter's, where you can't duck the good times or the return fire from our bandolero-clad shooter girls.
If sneeze guards are outlawed, only outlaws will have sneeze guards.
And you say you love buffalo wings?
Ooh, I've been winged right in the buffalo.
Shooter's, real fun, real food, real bullets. Shooter's, look for the rescue squads east of the Shot Up Yield sign on Highway BB, Gretna.
As you get older, your brain gets crowded. Memories pack your head. A sunset, the aroma of baking bread, a song, a new pimple, stir remembrances. Your life becomes increasingly complex as you take on more and more emotional material and psychological baggage. Existence itself becomes heavy and oppressive. The crushing weight of experience suffocates your joy of living. Hi, I'm Dr. Mavis Mudhead, and you may already be hypnotized. Yes, it's that easy. Want to be hypnotized again? I want to help you with my Lose Meaning Fast seminar. Yes, you can clear your psychic decks and lose excess meaning fast. Just come to my seminar in the blackout room of the Lost Weekend Motel in
Omaha.
You'll be placed in a trance and soon in the midst of a room full of people acting like chickens or stiffly spanning the gap between folding chairs. You'll begin losing meaning fast. Some participants report huge memory gaps immediately. I guarantee your life will become empty, pointless, and without focus after you attend my Lose Meaning Fast seminar in
Omaha.
Come to Dr. Mudhead's Lose Meaning Fast seminar this Thursday at the Lost Weekend Motel across from the abandoned llama shelter on Highway Bypass Alternate Frontage Road in
Omaha.
Register at the door for just $3,999. Money, after all, is meaningless.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me. This is the Man Minute. Today I'm going to answer some of your letters. Now, many of you have written scathing criticisms, and I think that's wonderful. In a big change from the past, men of the 90s want to talk about themselves, so I'm not going to duck from your terrible denunciations. Rather, I'm going to share them. If you have something really rotten to say to me, please believe I'll take it seriously, and I'll admit when I'm wrong and you're right. These poison pen letters I'm about to read, though containing foul language and truly vile things to say about my views, have to be taken with the spirit in which they were written, with the hope that the world will be a better place if their demands are implemented. So no, I'm not afraid to hear all the bad things critics have to say, and I'm not so petty as to throw them in a trash can without first sharing them with all of you. So I hope you enjoyed this little give and take. That's it for now. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me. Thanks for tuning in. What is clear?
Clear is a spring morning after a cleansing rain.
Clear is mountain snow.
Clear
Your cranium is clear. Clear of all brain matter. I told you to leave me alone. I'm eating your brain. That's good. Go away. You make my head hurt. You haven't been doing what I told you. Yes, I have. I got rid of the canary. The canary was our enemy. It knew. I got rid of it. What do you want from me? You haven't yet destroyed the sun. I can't. The sun improves the quality of life. It's in our way. But I can't. Good brain. Okay, I'll clear out the sun. What is clear? Where the solar system used to be. That's clear.
This is Dicky Schmooze, and listen, it's the 4th of July. To ensure a safe, sane celebration this year, recommended by police and doctors, it's Dicky Schmooze Bottle of Schnapps Rockets. Cut down on driving between the liquor store and the fireworks booth, and ensure that you personally inspect each and every explosion the kids set off. Dicky Schmooze Bottle of Schnapps Rockets come in handy half-ounce containers. Just down the booze, throw the bottle on the fire, and kaboom! You'll really believe America has finally thrown off the British yoke. For a 12-pack of Dicky Schmooze Bottle of Schnapps Rockets, send 7676 to Dicky Schmooze Rockets, Box 1, Inferno La Mer, Sumatra.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, let's go to the Rustic Town Tavern. The quaint little inn on the King's Highway. The oasis, eat your heart out, Maria Muldaur. The refuge against reality, where everyone knows your name. Hell, let's go to the bar. You know, after a hot day out in the sun, gelding horses, shoveling chickens, and branding cattle, look. Got me a vanity branding iron, yeah. Like them vanity license plates on my truck that said, UNO, O-U-N-O, you know, oh, you know. Yeah, my vanity branding iron says, E-A-T-M-E. E-A-T-M-E. Cattle hate it, but they know, oh, they know. You know they know. Anyway, after a hot day's work out in the sun, I deserve a brewski, so I hop into the big King Cab truck. Plenty of room for the pit bulls, Sally Struthers, Luis Mandrell, and Bloody Lucifer. Plenty of room for my gun rack with the Remington over and under, the .30-06, the Mannlicher Carcano with a telescopic sight, the Uzi, the BAR, and the Ollie North autographed Contra Model AR-17. Love that one. Can't see out the back window, but that's okay. Nobody tailgates me. Must be because of my bumper sticker, huh? Yeah, my bumper sticker says, Rush is right, in the truck bed, all trussed up. Want to join him? Yeah, it's a big old sticker. Anyway, hurry into town to Molly's Bitto Bosnia Tavern at 10 miles per hour or so. Toss down a Fleshbinder's N.A. beer. Want another? N.A. Nah. Give me a real one. Yeah, it's a big night down here at the tavern. We're drafting our teams for the Rotisserie Chicken League. Yeah, it's a big thing everybody's doing. Rotisserie Chicken League. I'll take the chubby hen cowering in the corner. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, 14 things that confuse pigs besides World Cup soccer frenzy. Oh, just kick him. Kick him.
This is station station number H. Can we take that again?
This is a Nestor Neat News special report on the Nestor Neat News Network. Hello, I'm Nestor Neat. You've heard from judges, you've heard from defense attorneys, prosecutors, witnesses, forensic experts. Now exclusively on the Nestor Neat News Network, top psychic Lars Antonio Biello tells us what to expect.
Hello, Mr. Neat.
What a weird accent. Were you trying to say Nestor Neat or Mr. Meat?
I am sorry. I'm not getting what there is that you are saying.
Okay. You're a psychic, huh?
Yes.
He said yes.
I see that the hearing would take a very long time.
Yeah. But how am I going to do in the Nielsens? You're a psychic.
I see. Well, to know this, I have to lay my hands on your macrophone.
Don't you touch my macrophone. Say that again, would you?
Say what?
Macrophone.
Look, for me to do what you're asking, I must touch your macrophone.
Oh, that's good. Macrophone. Well, there you have it, folks. The media circus so out of hand that I've got a weirdo touching my macrophone. Well, that's it from here. I'm Nestor Neat. Hey, Lars, say preliminary hearing.
No, I will not do this.
Come on, what's wrong with you?
We
paid you for this interview.
You're making fun of me.
Not that microphone. Well, the 4th of July is coming, our nation's birthday, 218 years young. So as usual, we'll celebrate by blowing up stuff. Are you bored by sparklers, snakes, and pinwheels? The black cats the kids use to blow up their Flintstones action figures just don't thrill you? You're not impressed anymore by the M-80s you used to flatten mailbox with, and besides, the Postal Service investigators are closing in? Sure, your neighbor brought down the Life Flight helicopter last year with something labeled light, fuse, run away, dial 911 from Taiwan. And sure, the baseball stadium will light up like Chernobyl after the game with a holiday fireworks show, but none of it gets your rockets off anymore. And besides, you owe a guy in Rockport, Missouri $6,000 for that family fun package, including the supernova egg-laying chicken you bought last year in the graveside tent next to the truck stop. Well, the thrill is back. Join me, Mitchell Zabnog, in the big field on County Road Double B near the Smoking Test Crater Sunday night. First, it's patriotic music from the rock band Styx.
Light up, everybody.
Then, at 11 o'clock, we blow up Gretna. Don't wait. Evacuate now and get your tickets for the Independence Day celebration of the century. We're blowing up Gretna. It'll be as American as flash burns on your fingers. See you in the flash when the charges go off. Upwind on County Road Double B.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and this is the Man Minute. Today, should men cry? Now, we used to believe crying was a wimpy, messy thing to do, indulged in only by women and guys named Percy or Murgatroyd. But now we know that real men don't bottle their emotions. They share their feelings in the form of tears. To demonstrate, I, Jerry Burp, excuse me, will now cry. Okay. Let me think of something sad, like lost pets. Just go out and get a goldfish. Oh, I'll think of our nation's crumbling infrastructure. Who cares about that? Okay, now I'll cry tears of joy over quality radio programming. Well, never mind. There you have it. Men, let it go. You'll feel so much better. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me. Thanks for tuning in.
Thirty-eight. Well, hi, Bill. What are you doing?
Well, hi, Joe. I'm trying to read that book you gave me.
Tips for People with No Skills? How do you like it?
I can't read it, Joe. It's printed upside down and backwards.
Well, you got to stand on your head and hold it behind you when you read it, Bill.
Oh, no wonder. Hey, Joe, want to see my room full of frogs?
No, I got my own room full of frogs, Bill, and like everything else, it's bigger than yours.
Oh, the kids love the frogs, Joe. Hoppity hop hop.
Who cares about the kids, Bill? By cutting back on your spending for their school books, you can buy every one of that room full of frogs frog boots from Tamerlane.
Frog boots from Tamerlane?
Frog boots from Tamerlane, Bill. You don't want anything to damage or dirty the frog's most valuable asset.
Their feet?
Their legs. With frog boots from Tamerlane, when you snap the legs off and sell them to restaurants, you're guaranteeing freshness and good taste.
Well, why is that important, Joe?
Well, who wants to eat a part of a frog that's touched swamp water?
Oh, yeah. So with frog boots from Tamerlane,
they'll taste like chicken, not mud.
Oh, I'm going to cut off the kids and get some frog boots from Tamerlane today.
Frog boots from Tamerlane are available at Scaly Tom's House of Rubber, Hitler's Shoes and More, and all Big Ed's Frog and Peep shows coast to coast.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Oh, just down to the 7-Eleven, Bill.
Oh, pick me up an OK soda. But why the gun?
It's your panther, Bill.
My panther?
Yes, Bill, your panther. The missing mailman, the mauled meter reader, all the dismembered squirrels and rabbits.
Well, panthers will be panthers.
Well, not if they're eating Tamerlane Bitto Beasts.
Tamerlane Bitto Beasts?
Tamerlane Bitto Beasts. A new food designed specifically by Tamerlane food scientists for the large, housebound predator.
My panther's large.
Enough about you, Bill. Let's talk about that hungry big cat of yours. He needs the nutrition only Bitto Beasts can provide. Savory chunks of gazelle, meaty morsels of Cape buffalo, and hearty hunks of zebra. Everything the housebound predator needs for a pouncing, healthy appetite.
And after he's eaten his fill, will he doze off?
Well, sure, Bill, and you'll be safe for an hour or two.
Good. I haven't slept in days. But now, thanks to Tamerlane Bitto Beasts, I can
sleep the sleep of the damned.
Oh, and maybe the hallucinations will stop.
Grab your Trank dart gun and pick up some Tamerlane Bitto Beasts today. Now with new flavor beads. Available at Mort's Down in the Mouth Carcass Showrooms, World of Carnage locations, and Mall Marts coast to coast. This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, the World Cup. Soccer. The rest of the world calls it football. Go Bulgaria! Yeah, so they got the World Cup right here in the U.S. of A. I wondered why there were so many Brazilians in town. Samba, baby, samba! Yeah, seems like everybody in town's watching the games on TV. There's no commercials, though. Continuous action. No timeouts. When the heck are you supposed to go to the bathroom? It's un-American, huh? It's enough to make you skip the beer during the game. Almost. And, you know, there's no cute mascots or anything. No Cameroon chicken. Or Hungarian Herbie Husker. Or no German fanatic. Well, maybe a couple of them. No cheerleaders. No Romanian cowgirls, you know? Nobody's singing the Houston Oilers song. Houston Oilers number one. And there's no designated kicker. NFL's full of soccer-style kickers. Why no American-style kickers who use their toes like normal people in the World Cup? Well, you can't argue with a ref in soccer either. You can kill him or start a war, but you can't argue. He gives you a card. Now what the heck is that, a card? Sorry to hear about your recent ejection. Hope you are reinstated soon. And all those foreign names like Maradona. No good American names like DiMaggio or anything. And so few scores Just as you start to doze off with a full bladder, suddenly there's some madman screaming, "Go!" And if you lose, of course, don't go back home. I mean, just ask former Philly Mitch Williams about that. Well, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, it's time for the big Founders Day Parade. And I'll show you how to inflate a pig with helium. Oh, they oink funny.
Hi, it's Dickie Schmooz, and listen, want to be the idol of millions? A certain national sports chain may soon be needing 700 to 800 people to man its skilled positions on a temporary basis. I, Dickie Schmooz, am signing people up now. People like you who aren't afraid of having your name bashed around on national television. Someone who doesn't mind working in October both inside and outside. Some light lifting and spitting required. Sound like easy work? It is! Lots of traveling to exotic places like Cleveland, Toronto, Los Angeles, Houston, and more. Crotch grabbing a plus. Interested? The registration fee's just $1,000, a lot less than one of those so-say fantasy baseball camps. Write Dickie Schmooz, Mystery Job, Box 1, Ted Klazuski, Kansas.
Hi, I'm Attorney Al Talk. We here at the law firm of Talk and Talk know that sometimes you need an attorney to comment on what's happening. At Talk and Talk, we have over 30 years' experience commenting on what's happening. If you need someone to explain to the public the technical reasons for everything you do, you come to us, Talk and Talk. Recently, we explained to the public exactly why Mrs. Alice Glibb baked French fries at 435 degrees, even though the directions clearly said to do so at 450 degrees. Here's Mrs. Glibb.
Directions said oven temperatures may vary. I know my oven, but I was afraid my neighbors wouldn't understand. Talk and Talk did a good job of explaining to them exactly why a contingency existed wherein I could disregard the letter of the baking instructions. I'm very pleased with their work.
We understand and can explain in lay terms such things as setting an alarm to be too fast and then hitting the snooze button. We can explain why authors sometimes disregard rules of grammar and why parents make exceptions and let kids stay up a little past their stated bedtimes. When you need your life explained to others, don't do it yourself. Call an attorney. Us, Talk and Talk. We do nothing else. We don't try cases. We don't prepare documents. We don't do research. All we do is explain. Talk and Talk. We're in the phone book where the pages are arbitrarily discolored to distinguish business listings from residences. That's why you have to pay us.
From the producer of Hill Street Blues and NYPD Blue, Stephen Botchko, comes a new, innovative, hard-hitting, gritty look at police work in a big city. Puppet PD. The men, the women, the marionettes on the front line of the war on crime. Puppet PD.
Yeah, well, I think he's lying.
I'll get the lab boys to measure his nose and analyze those strings we found at the crime scene.
Great. I'll check the hedge clippers. They may be the murder weapon. Wait, is that a bloody glove over there or another victim?
Puppet PD, a realistic look at our decaying cities. If they were populated by puppets. The men, the women, and socks with buttons sewn on for eyes who stand on the thin blue line. Puppet PD on station number H.
Shakespeare on the greens with Romeo and Juliet.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or if you will not, be but sworn, my love, and...
Hey, kids, putting through here.
Yes. Am I in the way?
Yeah. Oh.
Or if you will not, be but...
Hey, Mac, grab the pin, would you?
Oh, who, me? Sure, yes, hold.
But be sworn, my love.
Hey, lady, come on, I'm trying to putt here. Keep it down.
Sorry, but be but sworn, my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
I take thee at thy word, call me but love. And I'll be new baptized. Henceforth, I never will be Romeo. Ow! Ow! Oh, I do.
Sorry, God, keep the putter. I don't want it.
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am.
What am I saying? Give me that piece of.
Next week on Shakespeare on the Greens, A Winter's Tale at the Doral Open. Join us then.
I am Jerry Burp, excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, should we carry guns? Well, sure, big guns, the bigger the better. We have an obligation to protect our families and our property includes our guns. So we should have more guns to protect our guns, and the government should pay for our guns. Guns promote democracy. See, what if someone says he's the king and sends paratroopers into our backyards? Sure. Some will land in swimming pools or on dog doo-doo, but what about the others? Think, why hasn't government been able to force the metric system on us? Because it's afraid of our guns. Now, there are no guns in the Burp Excuse Me household. They're too dangerous. But we do have a small nuclear device. Oh, don't worry. It's somewhere the kids can't get it. Safety is the topic of another show. There's no time for that now. This is the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp Excuse Me, and... thanks for tuning in.